1073, Josh with you, with Shane Claiborne, speaker, author, a co-founder of The Simple Way, and speaking at the Radical Difference Conference, January 10th to 11th. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning. I guess that's one of the oxymorons we have to live with. Good morning, huh?
I suppose it's the same with saying sorry when someone passes away. It's just, it's the thing you say. I've heard your name a few times before I actually even read your book. One of the members of Delirious, Tim Jupp, he was being interviewed on this station, and he talked about you. I saw Tony Campolo speak a few years ago, and he's like, you just got to check out this guy, Shane Claiborne, and so I went and picked up your book, and now you're speaking on the Gold Coast. What is it about you that makes people somehow want to hear what you have to say? What's your message?
I guess we've got to be careful, because the scriptures say, woe to you if people speak well of you. You know, that's how they treat the false prophets, but I'll try to be better, but I think what we're seeing everywhere is that people are hungry for a Christianity that's worth believing in, and a Christianity that has not just a way of believing, but a way of living. So the kingdom of God that Jesus talked about wasn't just something that he was coming to prepare us to die, but it was something that we're to bring on earth as it is in heaven, as Jesus said. And so I think there's a whole lot of people that are going, the church has mostly just told me that there's life after death, but what I'm really wondering is there life before death, you know? it have something to say to the broken and messed up and fragile world that we see right now. And the exciting thing about it is, I think that's exactly what Jesus was talking about. He was talking about the kingdom coming on earth. He was talking about debt and wages and widows and orphans and judges and courts and all of the stuff of this world. And you get the sense that you just read scripture and you go, my gosh, what if Jesus really meant the stuff he said? And that's the invitation that I'll be given on the Gold Coast there. You know, it's really just going, What if Jesus meant this stuff? What if we were really to love our neighbor as ourselves? What if we were to love our enemies? What if we were to consider the lilies and the sparrows who aren't worried about their retirement plans or the economy or the market? You know, but they shame Solomon and all of their splendor. So it's that message which I think is so ancient and yet so fresh. I think that the only people that have managed to get around the words of Jesus are the Christians. You know, Gandhi ended up saying, they said, oh, are you a Christian? And he said, oh, I love Jesus. I just wish the Christians would take him more seriously. So I think there's a lot of us that are going, we want to take Jesus seriously. And right now, there are so many signs that Christians have a really bad reputation, at least in the States. I'm sure you're doing a better job over there, you know. But the current studies have shown that Christians have a really bad image crisis in the world. And the top three perceptions of Christians in the U.S. by the Barna Research Group that did this new study showed that the top three perceptions are that Christians are anti-gay, judgmental, and hypocritical. That a little bit of an image crisis, but I think what folks are really hungry for is a Christianity that reminds them of Jesus, and Christians that embody God's love, and so that's really what I've come to share, and just share stories from our own journey, and we certainly don't have it figured out, but we're excited to be stirring up the right questions with folks, and I'm looking forward to doing that over in Australia.
I've been saying it all week. It's a real honor to have you on the phone. I love what you're doing, so I can't wait to see you here, 10th to 11th of January at New Life Uniting Church, of course, the Radical Difference Conference. Shane, thank you for hanging out with me all week. It's been a real pleasure.
Oh, it's a blast, and I look forward to spending a good chunk of time out there getting to know people and hearing your stories and talking about what the revolution looks like right there.